Hello, and welcome to my very first podcast. My name is SeverusS135, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I am a Twitch streamer. I usually have a video game in front of me and other people to talk to have something to make commentary on, and I'm not even a professional gamer. I'm not. Nobody pays me to do this. I just do it for fun. And hopefully somebody comes in and thinks it's funny and I can share that experience with them. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to do with these podcasts. Share some thoughts, share some feelings about games, the gaming industry, about being a stay-at-home parent, about raising kids, and see if anybody out there listens and has some input. I think one of the first things that I would like to talk about is a little rant that I have about EA and Origin. Now, as a stay-at-home mom, we don't give ourselves a whole lot of things. And as a parent in general, not even just a stay-at-home mom, let's not isolate it to one very small group when this concept applies to a lot of people out there. Parents in general, we don't spend a lot on ourselves. We do not spend a lot of time on ourselves. Most of our time, our energy, our income goes to our children. It goes to buying snacks for school, getting school clothes, school supplies, after school activities, doctor's appointments, toys, birthdays, Christmas, all of those wonderful things that we love providing for our kids, but in the end, it doesn't leave a whole lot of extra left over for ourselves. So we tend to justify, I have my thing. I have my one little thing that I like to give myself, that I don't make myself wait for a sale. But this is your reward for not dying this week. Now, for those of us who really enjoy video games and being able to do that in our free time, those 20, 30 minutes in the evening when you are done with your chores, your children are in bed, and you have nothing else to do, that you can sit down and play a game that you really love from an industry that you have been loyal to, or a company that you have been loyal to for a long time. Now, The Sims has been something that I have been in love with for as long as I can remember. I started playing The Sims way back in the day when I had to walk uphill to school in the snow both ways. The original Sims. We're talking the shittiest graphics. You can't even really tell that these are people. They just look like polygons walking around on a screen. On a screen? Yes. This whole problem made me want to scream. Some Freudian slip there, but just these polygon things walking around on a screen that kind of semi-resembled people. And back then, the game was great, even for what it was. That game was great. It was super hard to play anything that wasn't just one human being in a house, but the game was great. And they let you, if you knew how to look for it, and you knew how to open the little GUI tab, they allowed you to have access to cheats, so you could do things like supply your sim with unlimited amounts of money. Which is something that I have actually appreciated with EA as The Sims has developed over the years. Because you had the original The Sims, and all of these expansion packs that came out for it that made The Sims way more interesting as time went on, it kept a game that was an old game feeling new. And I love that about expansion packs. It makes an old game that you know you already like feel new again. And sometimes you just want that new feeling. But here's the thing. The Sims was great. The Sims 2 was amazing. We have been crying for another university expansion pack forever. Please bring back university. Please bring back university. I want my Sims to go to college. And I still do! That was not really brought back or addressed in The Sims 3. Where I feel EA started to take a downward turn with their game development. Now, The Sims 2 had better graphics than the original The Sims, but there were still issues. The gameplay was still kind of clumpy, and the navigation was still hard to deal with. And those annoying loading screens, whenever you were trying to do one thing or the other, you would try to move locations, you would try to go do something else, you would even just try to go visit your next door neighbor, and it was loading screen time. And that was annoying. The Sims 3 came out, and it was open world. You had access to the entire neighborhood that your Sim lived in, without having to stop and wait for a new loading screen every 5 minutes. And I could forgive them for not bringing back university, because when they released The Sims 3 Pets, that was the most inclusive Pets game I had ever experienced in the 3 iterations now of The Sims that I had played up to that point. They had cats, they had dogs, they had an entire adoption center that you could go to get a cat or a dog. And they had horses. You could get your Sim to ride a pony. And if you went to their little pet neighborhood, they had lots big enough in that neighborhood that you could put like an entire jumping arena in your backyard and train your pony and train your Sims and have an entirely new skill set. And it came preloaded with parrots and lizards and fish and hamsters. And any version of having a pet that you could imagine. Now, there was the one problem with The Sims 3 Pets and the ponies. And that was, being an equestrian myself, I have my own ponies. I have 4 horses of my own. And do you know what I have never seen my 4 horses do? I have never seen them take off running in one direction, teleport across my screen the other direction, somehow fuck it up halfway through, and end up lodged in the trunk of a tree upside down. I have never seen a pony actually do that. But the horses in The Sims 3 did that all the time. They would also become lodged in the walls of your house, so that half of their body was in the house and half of their body was out of the house. From that point forward, once you installed The Sims 3 Pets, you had to know that every time you opened that game, you were going to have to open up the cheat box and have the move objects cheat on, because you're going to be saving that horse's life every 5 minutes. Which brings me back to, I really appreciate that about EA. I really appreciate that they have their own personal forums now that are open to the public, that display these coding cheats that they use when playtesting their games. They can intentionally cause glitches to happen. They have fixes for when those glitches happen. A good example of that is in The Sims 4, when you have a Sim that gets stuck with like a plate on their hand or something, which has been happening forever. Not just in The Sims 4, that just seems to be a Sims thing. They get plates stuck to their hand
or babies. Sometimes they get babies stuck to their hand too. I don't know. If you've ever seen a Sim try to wash dishes with a baby stuck to their hand, it's a nightmare. You're scarred for life. But they have fixes to these things now where you can turn your testing cheats on and you can shift click on your Sim and reset debug, and it will reset and debug them back to a point that the error had not occurred in their code yet. And I really appreciate that. And they encourage users of their game to read these cheats and to play with them and to use them in their gameplay. Yes, we want you to cheat in your game. Do you know why they want you to cheat in your game? Because the thing is so riddled with bugs now that they're hoping that at some point you activate one of these cheats that triggers one of these bugs, and they get enough feedback from everybody playing the game that they know how to chase the bug down without having to pay somebody to chase the bug down and playtest it long enough to find the bug for free. Which is something that I have noticed in the rise of the use of the interwebs, is that we are releasing what are supposed to be considered AAA games, the higher end games, the ones that have been developed by big companies that are supposed to have this big budget behind them supporting the development of the game, that are released and they seem half finished. Almost every expansion pack that I have bought for The Sims seems half finished since The Sims 4 especially came out. Sims 3 had that downward trend where it's okay, you can just download an update for it, it's all right. But The Sims 4 seems to function and rely on its ability to update to fix bugs in the game. We don't have to play test this until we've chased the majority of the bugs. We only have to play test this to a point that it's functional enough to be released. And then every other bug that comes up after that point, we'll fix it in a patch that you download. But I don't want to do that. I didn't pay that much money for a game that I love to have to wait for a patch update so that I can use my telescope. Why? Also, why is The Sims 4 telescope like the biggest, most obnoxious thing that never fits on a lot? Whatever happened to having like the little like porch telescope? Somebody bring that back. Please, please, EA, I'm begging you. I digress. And it doesn't seem like that big of a problem. It doesn't seem like a big deal. But when you're put in a position that you only let yourself have that one nice thing that you know you have agreed with yourself, nothing else, just this thing, we will get it when it comes out. We'll pay the full price for it. We won't wait for it to go on sale. That gets really disappointing and really upsetting that you get so excited about this new content that's coming out. And when you receive that content and you receive your one nice thing that makes your old game feel new again, it's half playable. One of my biggest complaints has to be the Island Living expansion that was released for The Sims 4, where you get to go to the islands of Sulani and you get to play with mermaids and everything's just fabulous. I downloaded it the day it released and I opened it up and started playing it the day it released. And The first thing that I noticed was half the time the mermaids kind of would awkward swim in the water like they were trying to swim with legs, but they didn't have legs because they were mermaids. And so their tails would just glitch out. It's okay. It got fixed with a patch. The other thing that was really annoying was they released a new lot type with that expansion pack. Like, seemed to think ahead enough that they even designated one of the lots that was available for you to buy, move into, and live in the Sulani neighborhood with this lot type off the grid. Now, that sounds like a brand new adventure to me. I have never tried to play The Sims in an off-the-grid mode. That has never crossed my mind as being a thing. Now, you can look at some of the items for sale in their little shop, their furniture shop, their let's buy things from this house shop, and see things that you feel would obviously work off the grid. One of the things that I had available to me from a previous expansion pack that I had purchased and downloaded was a wood-burning stove. And it says in its description that it is a wood-burning stove. Now, first off, you'd think that with this new lot type and requiring specific items to be able to work in this lot, that they would have already thought ahead to put a stamp on the items that work off the grid. They did not. So you are now guessing at what will and what won't work off the grid and flipping back and forth between buy mode, live mode, buy mode, live mode. Does this work? Nope. Okay. The other thing is that they didn't really put a whole lot of furniture items and usable appliances into their buy mode in the Sulani expansion that were released with Sulani to work off the grid. Most of the sinks do not work off the grid. Most of the showers do not work off the grid. Most of the bathtubs do not work off the grid. You'd think at least a bathtub could work off the grid, right? Because, I mean, buckets of water in a tub, put your body in it, you wash, it's fine. No? Okay. But you go in not knowing any of this, and you're guessing by the descriptions in these buy mode items, these appliances that you would like to put on your off-the-grid lot, that they're going to work. My favorite and most irritating was the wash basin, because I have the laundry day stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. My Sims can still do laundry. We'll just put the wash basin outside and we'll use a clothesline. But apparently you have to have electricity to fill a wash basin. You don't. But they felt like you did because they did not allow you to use the wash basin. And I don't feel like it would have been asking too much to, instead of trying to put these expansion packs out so quickly, to take a step back for just a little while and leave the game in development just a little longer. And maybe, I don't know, actually think about some of these issues and some of these problems before your customers are paying you to play test your game, so you can send out a patch. I don't want to pay somebody so that I can play test a game. I want to pay somebody who's already had people play test a game, get most of the bugs out of it, already address a lot of these problems that were easy enough to fix, that all you had to do was download a patch. They didn't have to fix it in a new expansion. They didn't have to send out a new, like, intricate program. It was a patch. And suddenly all of these items are available to use off the grid. Suddenly your mermaid isn't swimming around like she's having a stroke. and thinking she has legs still, and her poor tail fin is just all kinds of stretched in weird directions. My other favorite thing that has happened concerning EA and Origin, and the one nice thing that I let myself have, is the newest expansion, the Magic expansion. Oh my goodness, was I so excited about the Magic expansion. My favorite thing about the Magic expansion is that you can go in, you can buy this giant cauldron, and you can make the biggest batch of macaroni and cheese that has ever happened in The Sims in this cauldron. Yes, I'm going to cast great magical spells. I shall be the world's most powerful sorcerer. But first, I'm going to make mac and cheese. It's the best thing that's ever happened. I laughed for literally an hour watching my Sim try to eat their way through a giant cauldron full of mac and cheese. But that was after I spent about 3 hours trying to figure out why, after I downloaded this new expansion pack, I was locked out of The Sims. Because Origin came up saying that too many devices had signed into this game. And I was sitting there reading this message, wondering, what devices signed into this game? Besides me, this is my game. Just let me play it, please. No, instead I had to go online and I had to try to see if anybody else had experienced this problem. And luckily other people had experienced a similar problem with Origin for different games. But I had to go hunting through my computer, uninstall Origin, remove every cookie in existence. And we're not talking like, ooh, cookies. I love cookies. Delicious cookies. No, we're talking like burned charcoal cookies that are like worse than dog biscuit cookies that my sister used to make. Way back in the very back where nobody wants to look at it because they're nasty. We had to go find those and delete those and everything associated with Origin. Reinstall everything. And let me tell you, the website has changed since the last time I installed Origin because I have never had to do this before and I never go to the Origin website proper anymore. I just open my desktop browser for Origin. 2 hours of trying to be lead computer hacker skills when I am not computer savvy. To get this game to work, because nobody else could help me. EA support could not help me. They told me to wait up to 72 hours. And when I read the forums, even waiting up to 72 hours, some of these customers did not have access to their games until they went through all of the hoops that I had to go through to delete all of these cookies, all of these error codes, all of this whatever it was, to access their game. And these are not cheap games. Some of these people were complaining about the Battlefield game, and that was $50, $60 worth of a game that they bought and downloaded and immediately were denied access to. If you can so easily send out a patch to fix a problem with your coding in The Sims, why can you not so easily send out a patch to fix locking people out of games that they've paid for? And I realize that writing a code for that and trying to find that problem is a lot harder than I make it sound like it is. A lot harder than I think it is. It's probably harder than the hardest point I can think of. And then you finally reached how hard it would actually be to chase down this bug and to write a patch for it and to send it out. But I know that Origin has the ability to update and download updates for its run software. And it doesn't seem to be game specific. But I have also noticed that it seems to only be affecting the top high-end quality games. Those games that are considered to be AAA games from the big companies. And it gets really frustrating and it gets really upsetting and really disappointing. And this rise in our reliance on the internet and our ability to quickly download information and to download patches and updates and fixes, I think has made some of these game development companies a little lazy. Because it's okay, we don't have to develop our game to peak performance. We'll fix it later. But think about what you're actually paying for. You're paying for a half-finished product that will fix it later. And the really sad part about that is, as soon as they announce the next expansion pack for The Sims, I'm going to be waiting for it. And I'm going to be right there at the head of the line to download that game as soon as it releases. Because life is hard and the day is long and you want to sit down and have something at the end of a very long, very stressful day to relieve some of that tension. Something that you enjoy, something that makes you happy. Something that relieves that anxiety and relieves that stress. And for those of you who don't do video games for that, that's great. For those of you who do play video games for that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have gone through these same struggles. You have experienced these same hiccups. And I love my family. I love my kids. I love playing with them. I love our pretend games. I love chase. I love tag. I love going to the park. I love everything about being a mom. But no matter how much you love your kids, you still feel that strain every day. You still feel that strain from hearing mom 500 times in the last hour before they went to sleep. And you still feel that desire to relieve your tension and your stress with something that makes you happy. Just you. That is your personal thing. And I don't feel like it's too much to ask that these development companies stop trying to put out these updates and these expansion packs so quickly that they have to develop them. I don't feel like there's much of a point to that. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what we do next. Seeing what direction these companies take. And seeing if and which ones, when the time comes, listen to the feedback from their consumers, from their customers. And take that advice and they take that initiative to stop releasing half-developed product that can be fixed with updates. and releasing higher quality product that comes closer to matching the price tag that we are paying for them. But I think that about does it for today. Let me know what any of you thought about what I talked about, and if you agree or disagree with me, and if any of you are game developers out there who know more about this process than I do, being just somebody who plays them and is more likely to break a computer than to fix it, then let me know if I missed anything or got anything wrong, or if my perception of how this industry functions is just completely wrong. I would really like to know, and I hope that somebody out there is listening. Bye-bye.